The Party Police. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The Democratic and Republican National Conventions have passed, but controversy surrounds how they were funded and how they were run. Mass arrests of peaceful protesters, excessive police violence, wholesale disregard for the Bill of Rights, and the targeting and arrest of journalists marred what should have been celebrations of democracy. The so-called host committees, the legal entities that organize and pay for the conventions, act as large party slush funds outside of campaign finance restrictions. Scores of major corporations and a couple of unions barred from giving unlimited funds to political parties could give whatever they wanted to the host committees of Denver and St. Paul. According to a recent article in National Underwriter magazine, both the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee refused to comment on their insurance purchasing decisions or even reveal who was providing coverage for their respective conventions. I spoke to Bruce Nestor about this. He's president of the Minnesota chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, which organized scores of legal observers around the Twin Cities to protect citizens' legal rights.
St. Paul actually negotiated a special insurance provision with the Republican host committee so that the first $10 million in liability for lawsuits arising from the convention will be covered by the host committee. The city's very proud of this negotiation. It's the first time it's been negotiated between a city and the host committee, but it basically means we can commit wrongdoing and we won't have to pay.
According to the Minnesota Independent, more than 40 journalists were arrested or detained during the Republican National Convention. Like what happened to Democracy Now! Producer Nicole Salazar, videotaping protests in downtown St. Paul. She was violently forced to the ground, her nose bloodied, was held down with a man's knee or boot on her back with another person pulling on her leg. Fellow producer Sharifa Belkadus was thrown against a wall and kicked in the chest and back. The police might normally intervene and arrest the perpetrators, except here it was the police who were the assailants, and they arrested their victims. Arriving on the scene, I tried to have my colleagues freed, as we were all accredited journalists, and the police arrested me. And we were not the only ones. As the mayors and police of St. Paul and Minneapolis patted each other on the back for a job well done, the nonprofit group Free Press, the head of the local chapter of the Newspaper Guild, and other media advocates and reporters delivered more than 50,000 signatures to the mayor's office demanding the charges against the journalist be dropped. We were met by St. Paul Deputy Mayor Anne Mulholland. Free Speech TV CEO Dennis Moynihan asked about the Republican Host Committee indemnification of the city.
Isn't that just giving a $10 million ticket to the police to cause, to violate civil rights, to cause damage to people?
You know,
so that you have a $10 million insurance policy.
Yes, and we're actually very proud of that. And what I will tell you, when we went through the planning for the convention and we went to host cities across the country to talk with them about how to move forward, the $10 million insurance was critical for our city. We would not have been able to host a convention.
The two major party conventions have become protracted, expensive advertising spectacles for the presidential candidates. It makes sense that Democrats and Republicans would want to control the message. But democracy is not an advertisement, nor is it under the sole dominion of the two parties. People were engaged in Denver and St. Paul in a vast array of civic dialogue, public gatherings, marches, protests, concerts, art openings. In fact, there was more democracy happening outside the convention halls than inside them. Convention center names tell the story. It was the Pepsi Center in Denver, the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. Xcel, which pushes nuclear power, gave $1 million to each convention. Both top candidates support nuclear power as a viable option. In Denver, but particularly in St. Paul, dissent was crushed with a massive array of paramilitarized police operating under the U.S. Secret Service, granted jurisdiction over the national special security events that the conventions have been dubbed. Corporations pay millions to the host committees, earning exclusive access to lawmakers and candidates. The host committees, in turn, unleash police on the public, all but guaranteeing injuries, unlawful arrests, expensive litigation for years to come. more than just a campaign finance loophole that must be closed. This is a national disgrace. Throughout the convention week, one of the 25 remaining typeset copies of the Declaration of Independence was on display at St. Paul's City Hall, not far from where crowds were pepper-sprayed, clubbed, tear-gassed, and attacked by police with concussion grenades. As the clouds clear, it's instructive to remember the words of one of the Declaration's signers, Benjamin Franklin. "They who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety."